Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Faithfulness, Steadfast, Unmovable.
Word from the Lord today. Listen, on this first Sunday in October, which is Worship and Arts Ministry, we are so grateful for our worship and arts ministry that has always been a vital part of this church. In fact, I know I'm going to get in trouble, but I'll take the liberty to do this. Our first director of our music ministry, worship and arts ministry, was Elder Sally Cuff. And she is here today. And today is a very special day because today is her birthday. And so help me celebrate Sister Cuff. Love you so much, Sal. Thank you so much. Amen. Now don't send me any more notes about anybody else. Amen. 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 There's a word from the Lord today. As we continue what God has given us at the beginning of this year, on the first Sunday of January, we shared with you what our theme would be throughout this year, a year of spiritual empowerment. And one of the scripture references for that theme was Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23, in which Paul writes these profound words. He says, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. And he went on to name 9 different fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness. One of them is where we are today, which is the 7th fruit of the Spirit, and it is faithfulness. So listen to what Paul says. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Look at someone and say, faithfulness. This series is entitled, The Power of Faithfulness. In other words, you can't really be faithful unless you have the Holy Spirit in your life. One verse in one chapter in one epistle written by Paul is where our text is found. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. We've chosen the King James Version as the translation. Hear the reading of God's holy word. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we ask God's blessings on the reading and the hearing of his word. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from the subject that's lifted directly from the text. In fact, 2 words embedded in the text is our subject for today's message. 2 words. The words are steadfast, unmovable. Look at someone around you, in front of you, behind you, and just look at them and say, steadfast, unmovable. Clap those hands as you take your seat. Steadfast, unmovable. Throughout this series, which consists of 6 messages, We will begin today and conclude on Anniversary Sunday, second Sunday in November. But throughout this series, we will attempt to examine and explore the significance of faithfulness. Somebody say faithfulness. Particularly as it relates to the times and the culture that we are living in today. God said to me as I was looking over these notes even late last night, he says, if there is any time that the world needs to hear messages about faithfulness, perhaps it is now. We're living in a time in which it seems as if faithfulness is fading away. People's word don't mean as much. We even have leaders of our country, listen, in which the news media says this about the head of this country: they are not burdened by the truth. And I'm going, really? They are not burdened by the truth, which means the truth doesn't really matter to them. They make it up as they go. And the Lord said to me as I was preparing this, he says, if we need to know how important it is to make a commitment and stick to it, or don't say stuff that isn't true, or honor what you pledge to do, it is now. The word faithfulness is defined as the quality of being true to one's commitment as to what one has pledged to do or profess to believe. If you don't intend on doing it, don't say you're going to do it. That's all it's about. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Faithfulness means that I've said it, I mean it, I'll keep my word. Made a pledge to the Lord, and I'll do what I've pledged to do. From a biblical perspective, faithfulness is a little deeper, and it has spiritual implications, which is why we've chosen it for a year of spiritual empowerment. From a biblical perspective, faithfulness means loyalty, trustworthiness, and reliability to the will of God for our lives. It means whatever God's will for my life, Lord, I'm committed to doing it. Count on me, the old church used to say, count on me. Faithful servant, I will be. I will fight with all my might. Lord, you can count on me. That's the faithfulness that we are talking about, that Paul speaks of in Galatians as the seventh fruit of the Spirit. It indicates that there has to be a divine presence working through us that allows us to honor what we've committed ourselves to do. It's hard to remain faithful if you don't have a relationship with God. Can I say something to you, to everybody that's seeking the next best relationship? And I used to say all the young people until somebody schooled me on that. They say, hey, there's some of us that ain't so young and we hooking up for the sixth, seventh, fifth time. We're looking for something new too. I said, it's good. Knock yourself out. But just remember, it's hard for somebody to be faithful to you if they're not faithful to God. And don't you think just because you put a ring on it, you can change it. The Bible says the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. And what I've discovered is that my prayer has been, Lord, change them. Change their relationship with you. Because if you have the right relationship with God, you get along with other people right. When you walk with God, it's hard for you to insult and be mean and nasty to others. Perhaps that's the problem with some of our leaders whose names I refuse to call anymore. Because there has to be a relationship with God. Faithfulness starts with our relationship with God. It is the Holy Spirit that produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Faithfulness is not only what God expects of us, but faithfulness is an attribute of the character of God. It is a reflection of God's unwavering commitment, his loyalty, and his mercy towards us. In fact, in the sixth message and the final message of this series, we will end that this series with that message talking about God's faithfulness. For five messages prior to that message, we're going to talk about our faithfulness to God. But the sixth final message, God's faithfulness to us. God has, listen to this, God has consistently, somebody help me say consistently, demonstrated that he is faithful as it relates to his relationship with us. Am I right about it? Is there anyone who can take issue with that? That God has shown over and over again that I'm faithful to you. I wake you up every morning. I put breath in your bodies every day. I give you the strength to go to work. I love the old church because they say he keeps me with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hey, listen, the older I get, the less I take for granted what it means to have good mental health, okay? You can have all the money you want, but if you don't even know what day it is, it's hard to enjoy all the resources that you have accumulated. Anyone want to thank God for good mental health? If you know your name, you can dress yourself, you can feed yourself. Amen. You owe God a praise. Somebody ought to give God your best praise. Lord, I thank you. Have all the money in the world, but I thank you for keeping me, the old church would say, in my right mind. Ooh, anybody glad to be in your right? I may not have money, may not have the biggest house in town, but I wake up every morning clothed, ooh, in my right mind. And that's worthy of a praise. That's worthy of me blessed in the Lord at all times. So the question, my brothers and sisters, has never been, is God faithful to us? But here's the question for us to consider. Are we faithful to God? Are we faithful as it relates to our relationship? Can God count on you? Can God assign you something to do and count on you? Can God give you a task to do and count on you? Or are you faithful with your worship? We're going to talk about that in a few Sundays. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house. Some of you need to leave Baptist, Bedside Baptist Church. And I know we make it easy. Now technology is so easy. Somebody saw me and said, Pastor, man, I love you. I watch you every Sunday morning in my pajamas with my coffee. And I say, come see me sometime. It's so easy to not be consistent. Question is, are we consistent with our worship? Now don't get mad at me, but I've got to go this way, and only a pastor can do it with the love in which I'm about to share. Are you faithful with your tithing and your offering? Oh, look at somebody. I said, don't you get quiet now. Nobody should have to get up and beg you to give you what God has already given you to do. No one should have to beg you to give God what belongeth to God. The Bible says the tenth belongeth to God. And listen, help me understand something. Y'all have heard me say this all the time, and it's worth me saying again. My father, in his brilliant wisdom, understood it completely. And he tells the story, Deacon Albert Simmons, about this deacon, I think it was, who's no longer here, came to him and said, Pastor Bishop Jackson, you got to pray for me because I'm having a hard time being faithful in my tithing. He says, man, when I was making like $200 a week, that was good. I would give God my $20. But Bishop, man, God has blessed me. I'm making $1,000 a week or more. My business has taken off and it's hard. And Dad said, I got a solution. And the brother deacon said, what is the solution? Let us pray that God take you back down to 200. Since you couldn't handle 1,000, you can't stand to be blessed. So let me, and he said, no, Bishop, don't pray for that. He said, well, who brought you from 200 to 2,000? Oh, somebody say, but God. Some of you look at me funny, but some of you are guilty of the same thing. You were all right when you didn't have much, but now it seemed like too much for you to give God that much. Well, God can make it easy for you. Look, come see me after church. I want to touch and agree that God takes some of you right back down to just a little bit to help your faithfulness. But is there anybody in the house that said, Lord, you can trust me. I can stand to be blessed. The more you give me, the more you get. Open the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing. Prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts. Watch God. Is there anybody want to touch and agree with me right now that God can trust you for any kind of blessing in your life? Can God trust you? If God drops something big in your life right now, will you not rob God? Will you say, God, it all came from you? All good and perfect things. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. In fact, with all the tithers and the offering, faithful people, I wouldn't dare ask you to stand. Just wiggle your toes. Just wiggle your fingers. Just clap your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Some of you hadn't been faithful that way in years, okay? But God is so good. God is the only person who you rob that still bless you, okay? I don't know, Deacon Carlos, if somebody breaks in my house and take my stuff, and then after they rob and break my house, they ring my doorbell, say, you got anything to eat? God is the only one that we rob and have the unmitigated audacity or gall to go back and ask the one we robbed to give us even more. But God is so good, he still blesses us. Anybody want to join me this day and say, Lord, from this day forward, I'll be faithful. It's not too late. Go online and do it right now. Somebody say, Lord, I'll be faithful to what you have given me. Look at the text for a moment. In this incredible text, let us explore what the text says as it relates to faithfulness. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, writes this text, which he begins dealing with the resurrection. In fact, the text is a discourse on the resurrection. But he ends it in a unique way in challenging the faithfulness of God's people. He ends it in a way in which he challenges the faithfulness of those first century believers who were going through so much, so many trials and tribulations all around them. He wanted them never to waver or give up on their faith. So he writes this word. The King James puts it best for this message today. He says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Here's what Paul is attempting to do. He wants to encourage these first century believers to remain faithful, be unwavering in their service to the Lord. He tells them things are going to come up. Situations are going to change. People are going to get on your nerves. Somebody's going to try to steal your faith. Somebody wants to steal your joy. People do not want you to praise God. So I need you to be steadfast and unmovable. But look at what he means. Let us take just a few moments to look at the details of these two words. The first word that he uses is the word steadfast, which is simply defined as resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering. In other words, you've got to stand on your duty. You've got to be resolute. You have to say, Lord, I am not wavering. It is hard. Can we just be honest about it? It is. We are living in a world where people will flip on you in a minute. We are living in a world where people join 5 churches in 1 year. I'm telling the truth. They were changed and flip on you. I had somebody say, "Well, I left Bible. I'm over here." I said, "Well, you still there?" "No, I left there." I went somewhere. "Well, you still?" "No, I left there." I said, "Ever figured on you? Wherever you go with you." Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. So it may not be the place you leave. It just may be you. Okay. Amen, someone. And so, but you've got to be firm. You've got to be unwavering. From a biblical perspective, this word speaks of being settled, being rooted, not, listen to this, not tossed about by every wind or doctrine, or moved by every tent revival, or every bootleg evangelist that comes in town with a fake anointing to take all your money and leave you nothing but worse off, and you think they're somebody because they can hoop and holler. I'm preaching right now. And they come and tell you stuff, and you say, "Oh, that man is a good prophet, but he's generic." Listen, if you got an audience of 100 people, you can say, "Somebody in here just lost a job." You ain't no great prophet. That's just logical. Okay, I mean, if I say up right now, it doesn't make me a prophet to say somebody in here is suffering with a headache right now. Oh, Pastor Jackson got the anointing on him. That's just logical. Come on, somebody. 2,000 people in here, there got to be at least somebody with a headache. And here we are, just running, falling all out. Oh, thank you, Lord. Driven by every kind of wind and doctrine and following people we don't know. Check out their life. Don't check out their ministry. Anybody can fake a ministry. You got AI and a good smartphone. You can make yourself look good. But check out how they live. How you treat your wife? How do you treat your children? You call yourself a person of God. You got 10 kids, ain't paying no child support. You done been through 5 or 6 different women, hurt all of them, ain't supporting none, not supporting, excuse the English, any of your children. You want to come preach to me? No, go preach to your house before you come preach to me. I have always said, Lord, don't let me be so influenced by what looks good, because everything that shines ain't gold. Oh, preach, Pastor Jackson. Amen. And so here's what Paul says. He says, I don't want you to be carried away by every wind of doctrine. In other words, I want you to be faithful. Listen to what Paul goes on to write in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, the New King James Version. He says this, that we should no longer be children. Look at your neighbor and say, you are too old for that. Help me, Holy Ghost. You should no longer act like children, tossed and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You ought to have something concrete and confirm in your mind. And here's what Paul goes on and says, and by the trickery of men, the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting In other words, you ought to be so grounded and rooted to check things out before you decide to adopt them as a part of your life. Make sure it's rooted and grounded into something good. Everything that sounds good is not good. Everybody that sounds good, he or she may not be good. Amen, somebody? Here's, in other words, he says this, be unmovable as well as be steadfast. Now, here's the difference. Steadfast is rooted and firm. Unmovable means not easily diverted or distracted or incapable of moving. In other words, it takes more to steal my joy than you just talking about me. I'm not leaving my church just because you got on my nerve. If all it takes is somebody talking about you, guess what? The devil got 10 people lined up at your next church to talk about you as well. But it means, Lord, I'm not going to be diverted. I'm not going to be moved or distracted by what may come in my life. Here's what unmovable means biblically or spiritually. Not easily shaken by your critics or your circumstances. Preach, Pastor Jackson. Don't let your critics steal your joy. Don't let your circumstances change who you are. This joy I have, the world can't take it away. The world did not give it, and the world cannot take it away. Don't let somebody on your job steal the joy that God has given you. Is there anybody that know how to give God your best praise when people get on your worst nerve? Come on, I just want to make sure, man. In fact, is there anyone know how to give God a good praise on a not so good day? Anyone who knows that, Lord, I lost my job, but I still praise you. Lord, my family is falling apart, but I still worship you. Lord, I love you. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. Somebody know I'm rooted and grounded. Here's what the psalmist says. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Tell somebody, wait on your season. But perhaps this is my favorite part of Psalms 1 and verse 3, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Now, the only reason your leaf don't wither when the sun is beaming on it is because the source of your strength doesn't come from the rain in the sky, but the water under the ground. When you're planted by the rivers of water, you have a stream of water running beneath the ground that nobody can see, but God is watering your life when others think it is falling apart. When the sun is beaming on you and adversity is all around you and folk are falling all around and they don't know how you look so good going through all the things you've been through. How come you still look fresh? How come you still can praise God? But y'all help me preach this. Woo! Good to have you, Junior. Y'all look at somebody and say, help me tell the story. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I don't look like what I've been through. Can I preach to this side of the church? How many of you know you don't look like your leaf is still green, although everybody else is withering around you, because you've got a source of nutrition coming underneath all the mess you're going through, because you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you owe God a praise. Throw those hands up and say, Lord,
so glad I don't look like what I've been through. That's why I still have joy. Any broke folk in here who can still shout? Anybody can still give God your best praise? Sick, still praise God. Hurt, still praise God. Lonely, still praise. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf shall not wither. Here's how the old church put it. Talk about me the more you please, but the more you talk, I'm gonna bend my knees. How many of you know bended knees still work? Woo! Somebody, is there anybody under the sound of my voice who's been through something just in the last couple weeks? And most people would have lost their joy, lost their mind, lost their peace. But look at you up in here on Sunday morning, waving your hands, giving God your best. Don't. Find you a praise partner and say, neighbor, you don't know my story. You will never understand my praise. But the only reason I can stand up in here today is because like a tree planted. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? And if he's done it before, he can do it. That's in Orangeburg. I'm saving that for Orangeburg. But somebody just lift those hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Should have been dead. Should have lost my mind. Should have lost my joy. Should not have the peace that I have. But God, but God, but God. Ooh, I feel something up in here, but I've got to go because we've got to be in Orangeburg at 3:00. I've got to preach again. But can I get a handful of praisers that think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for my soul? Cries out. Brother Corey Mitchell, I love you, Corey. Multiple sclerosis took your mobility, but it did not steal your joy. So somebody give God a praise for Corey Mitchell, who knows how to praise God in a wheelchair. Can I get a witness? And I see your praise partner. I see your praise partner up there. Took your legs, but it did not steal your joy. And here you are up in here with two healthy legs. You can move your arms and your legs, and you too cute to give God a praise. The goodness of Jesus and of all. Woo! Come on, Zion. Come on, church. Take the next 30 seconds and think of one thing God did for you that only God could have done. Let me preach this. Let me preach this. Three key insights. Three key insights. Three. Whew. If y'all don't praise God for anybody else, y'all ought to praise God for Miss Renee and Brother Corey Mitchell right now, because they could have given up, but God. Point your hands this way and say, God bless y'all. Three key insights, three key takeaways as it relates to faithfulness. Number one is this. Whew, I feel something in here. Faithfulness anchors us. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, the reason I shall not be moved is not only my faithfulness, but God's faithfulness. In seasons of doubt, trials, or opposition, faithfulness keeps us anchored in Christ, our way maker. Ooh, anybody know I'm anchored? I heard. Bishop Ronald Brown, Brother Michael Ross, write this song a long time ago. Deacon Albert Simmons, there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this old way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Can y'all help me preach this? I put the words on the screen. Say, neighbor, there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this old way. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away. If your soul, you better hold on. You better hold on. You better trust God. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Second key insight, key takeaway as it relates to faithfulness. Not only does faithfulness anchor us, but it sustains us. Faithfulness means that we show up, stand up, remain committed, even when it's not easy or convenient. Why? Here's the reason why. This is my father's favorite sermon. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, he's a keeper. Woo! I just wish I had a witness. Put it on the board for me, team. Look at so neighbor, say, neighbor, I came to tell you he's a keeper. Yes, he is. Anybody know he's a keeper? Has he kept you? He sustains you. He keeps you from falling. The reason you are not institutionalized right now is because he's a, look at somebody, say, he's a keeper. Woo! Here's the third and the final one. Stand to your feet all over this place. We're done. Woo. It not only, thank you. Put it up on the board. Let's go back to this. Better late than never. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he's a. One more time, wave at the other side of the church. I love y'all upstairs. Say, neighbor, he's a. With a word now unto him. from falling and to present you faultless. The only reason you are still standing is he's at
number three. Remember, number one, faithfulness anchors us. Faithfulness sustains us. If you want God to keep you, you need to be faithful to him. You can't hit and miss and wonder why you're not kept. You can't hit and miss and wonder why you're not blessed. The reason you're blessed is because you're faithful to God. And here's the third and the final one. Faithfulness rewards us. Look at someone and say, there's a blessing in waiting and trusting God. Can I leave these final words with you as they put it on the screen? Even when we feel unnoticed, keep that right there. Somebody ought to take their phone out and take a picture, because here, the enemy has tried to steal your joy, because the enemy told you nobody noticed you. No one cares about what you've done. Even when we feel unnoticed, even when we feel unappreciated. And you're right, Pastor Willamette, it's not true just because you feel it. Amen. Even when you feel unnoticed, unappreciated by others, our faithfulness is recognized, honored, and rewarded by God. Please help me. Tell somebody, neighbor, I'm not doing this for you. Amen. I don't get up 5 o'clock on Sunday morning, preach 3 times on Sunday because of you. I love you, but I do it because I'm trying to serve God. Here's the last point. Faithfulness, just like we said about kindness and Ruth, faithfulness is rewarded with God's favor. If you want the favor of God on your life, be faithful. Here's what the Bible says, not me. I will open you up the windows of heaven. God says, I will pour you out blessings. There will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke every adversary, every devourer, every evil force that comes up against you. And the evil and the adversaries in your life will not destroy the fruit of your ground. When you are faithful to God with your time, with your resources, with your finances, with your attitude, with your kindness, with your goodness, watch God open you up windows. Whew. How many of you are ready for God to open up a new window in your life? The altar is now open. Leave your seats, walk down the aisles. God is about to open up new windows in your life. Go ahead, team. Ooh. God is about to do something, and all you have to do is be steadfast, unmovable, always, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor is not in vain. Ooh. Wait on God to do it. Ooh. God is doing it for somebody right now. Ooh. That's right.
In the works.
The Lord. Come on, be
steadfast.
Thank you, team. Somebody and say, hang on in there. Be consistent. Listen, lift those hands all over this place. So here's the question again. The question follows a statement. The statement says, God has been faithful to us as it relates to his relationship with us. But the question is this, are you faithful to him? Faithfulness should never be a one-way street. Listen, I say to couples when I talk to them, those of you who counsel couples, if only one party in the relationship wants to be faithful, the relationship cannot work. Amen. Ooh. So this relationship with us and God cannot work if only God is faithful. Question is, can we commit ourselves to be faithful to him? That's the challenge. That is the question. To those of you who are joining us virtually, that is the question. As you close your eyes right now and the choir softly sing that song right now, hang on. Hang on. You can't waver. You can't give up. The moment things don't go right, the moment you don't get a prayer answered, the moment you lose a loved one having prayed for their recovery and it did not happen, you cannot walk away from your relationship with God just because of that. Ooh, things happen. Things happen to all of us. But the question is, are you steadfast? Are you and will you be unmovable? Can God count on you right now? Pastor Mac is coming right now. He's going to offer this prayer. After Pastor Mac offers this prayer right now, the question is, are you willing to make that next step? Are you willing to say, here am I, Lord, use me? Come on, team, hang on. Come on, Pastor Mag.
Hang on in there.
Hang on in there.
Hang on in there.
your hands.
Hang on in
Look at your neighbor and say, hang on in there.
Hang on in there.
One more time, hang on in there. Lifted hands and let's pray. Father, we thank you for the power of faithfulness. God, we thank you for being steadfast. God, you've been unmovable in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness. And God, because you're faithful to us, we want to be faithful to you. Although we may get weary in well-doing, we do know that we shall reap if we faint not. Although our body may be racked with pain, God, we do know that you're still a healer. Although our loved ones, God, may be unsaved, we do know that you're still a savior. Although some of our loved ones may be incarcerated, God, we do know that you're a keeper and you're a way maker. And you can do anything, God, that we ask you to do. And God, just like that centurion, we don't need you to come to our house, but all we need you to do is speak the word. And we believe that it shall happen right now. So God, we ask that you bless those that are here at this altar. Remember them, God, with that prayer request. If there's someone unsaved, God, we are praying for salvation right now. If there's someone that needs healing, we're praying for healing. We're praying for deliverance. We believe it shall be done. And we give your name the honor. And we give your name the glory. And we put our hands together. And we praise your name for being a faithful God. Come on, hang on in there.
Hang on in there.
Yeah. Someone that wants to join the ministry. If you want to join this ministry, come on, stay right here at this altar. If you need the elders to do a special prayer for you, we encourage you to stay right here. Oh, come on, give God a praise. Yeah. Give God a praise for this young lady. Perhaps there's somebody else. Look at them. They're still coming. Come on, let's celebrate. They're still coming. Come on. Yeah. Hang on in there. We thank you for faithfulness. If you don't want to come by yourself, just touch somebody and say, walk down the aisle with me. And if you don't want to walk down the aisle, we have a QR code that you can scan right up there. And we'll be praying for you and we'll be ministering to you. If you're viewing us through our live internet and you want to join us virtually, amen, we ask that you go ahead and scan that QR code. Give God a praise for these that are at the altar. We're going to take them next door. Come on, one more time. Hang on in there. Everybody sing with the praise team. Hang on in there.
Have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services right here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services or want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled The Power of Faithfulness, Steadfast, Unmovable, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 100525. Again, the telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 100525. October is Worship and Arts Month at Bible Way. Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary, join the Worship and Arts Ministry for a special night of prayer and praise. This service is open to everyone. Saturday, October 18th, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., join us for the Worship and Arts Ministry Homecoming Tailgate. This event will feature food, folks, and fun. The homecoming tailgating will be held in the activity field next to the A.C. Jackson Wellness Center, 2508 Atlas Road. This is a free ministry event and all are welcome to attend. Registration is requested but is not required. Please visit online at bwcar.org for more information. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina, 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.